10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Without further ado, Aging Info Radio and your host, Susan Wacky.
The number of people living with dementia worldwide is currently estimated to be over 35 million. And this number is expected to double by 2030 and triple by 2050. And the number of people with Alzheimer's in the United States alone is over 5 million. I do believe that Alzheimer's is among one of the cruelest diseases, if not the cruelest, to humanity. Well, welcome to Aging Info Radio, and we meet again. You can stream our show at aginginforadio.com. Well, just so you know, dementia is not a normal part of aging. It is a syndrome, usually of a chronic or progressive nature. It's really a declining of the neurons, and it's caused by a variety of brain illnesses that affect your memory, thinking, behavior, and the ability to perform everyday activities. And then you look at Alzheimer's disease, and it's a progressive form of dementia that interferes with behavior, memory, and thinking. And keep this in mind, because one person every 67 seconds is being diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and this is making it the sixth leading cause of death. And awareness and advocacy is needed for dementia and Alzheimer's, and this is where my two guests come in today. And my first guest is Lori LeBay. She is a passionate advocate who searches for ways to shift our dementia care from crisis to comfort. She was recognized by Dr. Oz as the number one influencer online for Alzheimer's. She's also the radio host of Alzheimer's Speaks and does a webinar series called Dementia Chat. Welcome, Lori LeBay, to Aging Info Radio.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be on your show today.
Well, I'm excited to have you. You know, just the fact that you specialize in Alzheimer's and dementia and you're out there advocating for it is, it comes very close to my heart. I mean, this is a very cruel disease, and something must have happened in your life where you got so passionate about it. Did it?
Yeah, actually, my mother was diagnosed with the disease in her mid-60s, but she actually started showing symptoms in her mid-50s. And when she went to the doctor back then, she was told it was hormones. And we knew as a family it was more than just hormones. So did my mom. But it wasn't until her 60s when she was formally diagnosed. So for over 30 years of my life, I've been living with dementia. Mom recently passed away in February, and it has been one of the most, I would say the most important journey of my life.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so much to it. I mean, the years that is involved here with this slow progressive disease and, you know, what's being done about it. But at least you are out there creating Alzheimer's Speaks and giving it a voice, or giving the disease a voice. Now, you do this on a weekly basis, your radio show, correct?
Yep. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to noon Central Time. And I interview people that have dementia. I interview their family and friends, businesses that are making a difference. I've had people who have ridden their bikes across the country to raise money for advocacy, musicians, directors. Harvard Research has been on. So we just do a really broad gamut. I'm a firm believer, because I felt I didn't have this information and this knowledge when I needed it going through my mother's disease. I wanted to be able to pick and choose what I felt would be valuable in our lives,
mm-hmm.
Instead of just limited to certain things. And I think, you know, if we're going to shift dementia care culture, then the only way we can do that is to hear everyone's voice and respect where everyone's coming from,
mm-hmm.
because this isn't a one-size-fits-all disease. Everybody reacts differently to it, has different symptoms, and then, you know, our environments are different, our history is different, the way we care is different, our moods switch and change, and all of that comes into play.
Well, one of the things, too, with dementia, before you're actually given a clinical diagnosis of it, it could be your medication that's affecting your memory. It could be a vitamin deficiency. It could be your thyroid. And I'm sure there's even more to it than that. So before you think, you know what, it's an age-related problem, it is not. Or do you see this?
No, I totally agree with you. In fact, I was so lucky to be working with HealthStar Home Healthcare at our state fair, and for the first time ever, memory screenings were done.
Mm.
And we weren't sure how many people would really even want to know and participate. And we were averaging about 200 to 300 people a day actually getting physical screenings done. And then the conversations over and above that were incredible. People want to talk about this. They want to know. Many were surprised that it might not be Alzheimer's or dementia, that it, like you said, it could be dehydration, it could be lack of sleep, it could be stress levels, it could be medication interactions, just like you were talking, but it's best to find out.
Yeah, I think there's a fear there of being screened. I mean, people, you know, they say they don't want to know, but it could be something so small that could make a huge impact on your life.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And if it is dementia, if it is mild cognitive impairment, something along that order, then, you know, there is support out there for you. And it's not just in the form of a pamphlet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are support groups that you can physically go to. There are social networks through social media. There are lots of books. There's just more and more stuff becoming available to get us educated. We're really starting to look into the importance of social support aspects versus just the magic bullet of a pill.
Absolutely. I'm here with Lori LeBay, and we are talking about Alzheimer's and dementia. Lori's website is alzheimerspeaks.com. I mean, Lori, you're giving voice and enriching lives around the world in all of this with dementia and Alzheimer's, but you do a thing called emotional-based training. What is that?
Well, I'm a firm believer that none of us make change until we feel it in our heart. And, you know, proof of that factor is, you know, many of us, if you're my generation or older, we never wore our seatbelts until our kids came home from school and bugged us enough and told us we had to. A lot of us smoked, and we didn't quit smoking until we felt an emotional tie into its importance. And so I think the same thing is critical with dementia. Until people can connect the dots on a compassionate, heartfelt level, they can memorize, you know, your verbiage and your mission statements, but until they tie it to a story that kind of twangs at their heart, they're not going to change what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'm big in storytelling and sharing and interactive and getting people involved. I'm huge in grassroots efforts because the passion is so massive. You can't stop it.
Right.
And it's just really critical that we feel the need for change, not just talk the talk because that's what our boss tells us to do.
You know, it's so great that you're out there educating and you are an advocate of dementia and Alzheimer's, because one of the things that I think that people forget is they try to correct the person that may be forgetting.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're noticing changes in them. And that's really, I'm not so sure that is the best route to go with family members or loved ones. And people just don't know what to do.
You're right. It's kind of like a death, but the person is still alive. And when someone dies, people don't know what to say. You know, they give their condolences and then they kind of walk away and say, hey, I'm here if you need me. Let me know if I can help. But it's more comfortable to just stay away.
Mm-hmm.
Or when a couple gets divorced, you know, what do you do? And so people pull back. And that is the last thing a family with dementia needs you to do. They need normalcy. They need you to continue to love them and support them. And that doesn't mean that you have to fix it. It means that you have to accept it and acknowledge it and be supportive and try to still create joy. And there's tons of that to be had, but you won't find joy if you're not looking for it.
Well, that and learning what to do. How do you care for someone that you love that has dementia or Alzheimer's? I'm here with Lori LeBay, and we are talking about just that, dementia and Alzheimer's today. And it is growing. I mean, by 2050, they predict that 35 million will have tripled with dementia. So we all want to learn what we can. Coming up next with Lori, we're going to talk about her being an advocate on steroids for dementia and caregiving. And once again, Lori's website is alzheimerspeaks.com. She is shifting dementia care, the culture, from crisis to comfort. All right, here on Aging Info Radio, coming up next.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with compassionate home care. Our caregivers can help your loved one at home with companionship, bathing, transportation, and lots more to make things easier. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com. That's partnersinseniorcare.com.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints 2 issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. That's ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one customer-rated pet health insurance provider, offering you one simple pet health insurance plan covering everything that matters, including injuries, illnesses, genetic conditions, and emergency care. If your pet needs treatment for any accident or illness and it's not a pre-existing condition, you're covered with unlimited benefits. Listeners receive a lifetime discount up to 10% when they sign up online by clicking the Healthy Paws link on AgingInfoRadio.com.
Now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
We are talking about dementia and Alzheimer's today, and my guest, Lori LeBay, speaks on Alzheimer Speaks Radio, giving voice and enriching lives around the world on both of these diseases, dementia and Alzheimer's. And Lori, they refer to you as an advocate on steroids for dementia and caregiving. You know, what do they mean by that?
Well, I think I'm so passionate, and people just go, my gosh, your energy, it's so positive. Everyone says, I want to get involved. How do I get involved? You know, that I'm just kind of hyperactive on this whole topic. And, you know, somebody thought I actually was taking steroids once, and I kind of giggled about that. And I'm like, no, I am just, this is just so who I am. It's, if you've ever landed in a place where you know this is what you were born to do, it's such a powerful energy and place to be in, and that's where I am in life right now. I know this is my mission. This is why I was born. I'm here to help make a difference and help people transition through this and embrace the disease instead of running and being fearful of it.
Yeah, that's just it. I mean, really embrace it, educate yourself on it, and know what's happening if it's happening to you or a loved one. Let's talk about your dementia chats and your blog. There's a lot of information on these chats.
There is. Twice a month, on the second and fourth Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central Time, we do live webinars. And the webinars feature our experts who actually are diagnosed with dementia. And we invite everyone to be part of those. So we have others that are diagnosed. We have family members. We have people who just want to get educated. Some are using these for training for their communities. But, you know, every single session I learn something new from people living with the disease. And I just, for me, I found it was, I just thought it was asinine. We were not asking those diagnosed, what's it really like? Instead, mm-hmm. as experts, we've been peering in the window guessing when we really don't have to be. There are people with early memory loss that can be very articulate and who, you know, we're empowering them to give even more voice to this disease, and they are helping us do a better job being care partners.
Now, you know, with
this is a joint journey.
Dementia being a decaying of the neurons, are you hearing medically or, say, with your diet or lifestyle that that can be, you know, you can push that off by doing X, Y, Z?
You know, there's lots of theories out there, and my personal belief is this is a baby disease, and we are a long ways away from a cure. And I know a lot of people want to argue that point, but there has been, you know, failed clinical trial after failed clinical trial. And in my 30-year journey with my mom, the most effective thing that I saw was shifting how we approach her and support her on a social level. And so I would love to see a cure, don't get me wrong, and I still want to see research happen. But I think we have to look as a whole, how do we live well with this disease? And that means making some adaptations, mm-hmm. just like we do for children, you know, as they're growing old. You know, when there's a brain deficiency, you know, you can't sit and argue with somebody who has dementia. It's pointless because they can't comprehend or change their mind. And so you just have to let it go. And, you know, I came up with a tool called Your Memory Chip, which gets people to focus not so much on the task, because as care partners we get very overwhelmed with with this duty, and we want to do it well.
Mm-hmm.
And we get so focused on the task, we forget about the person. And I found that when I started focusing on three simple things, is my mom safe, happy, and pain-free, that I approach the task differently.
Oh, definitely. And I'm here with Lori LeBay. We're talking about dementia, and she is an advocate on steroids, shifting dementia care, the culture from crisis to comfort. I mean, right there just speaks so loudly from the heart. What you just said, the three things that you did, is she's safe, happy, and
pain-free.
I mean, right there, you know, like, that's what gets lost in the caregiving or the communication or forgetting, you know, who are you trying to help here?
Yeah, well, we turn it into a job instead of doing it because we're in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
you know, and there's a huge difference in your approach. And even for those who, you know, that is their job, it still needs to be relationship-based because it's not, and I don't like the word caregiving. I still use it sometimes, too, but I like the word care partnering because it's a two-way street. There is still give and take on both sides, so much to learn and so much to get from one another, and we can't lose our relationships to this disease, and that's what's happening right now, is people are being stripped of their relationship. They're letting the disease override their life, and they have to take that back. They have to say, no, our relationship comes first, and we're going to figure this out. But we can't do that until we remove the fear. And, you know, people have to understand how common this is, how many people are dealing with this. I can talk to a room of 1,000 people and ask 5 questions about who's been touched by this disease. And in a room of 1,000, if I have 2 or 3 people standing mm-hmm. at the end that have not been touched, that's pretty common, and people are shocked by that.
I think you just touched on something, too, is that, you know, the person that has dementia is having their own struggles, and then the person that loves them, that wants to be, as you said, a care partner, they're having their own struggles. So, I mean, for both sides to be educated, and you being, you know, I'm so happy to hear you're an advocate on steroids for dementia and Alzheimer's. It is very needed. The educational piece and including the emotional, as you're doing.
Yeah, one of the One of the beautiful concepts that we got from the UK is called a memory cafe that allows people to have their relationships back. And, you know, we're so used to separating people. You know, the caregiver goes to this support group, the person with dementia goes to another. This allows both to come to a gathering, and the disease actually takes second seat. And it's about building a new community that's safe and comfortable for people dealing with dementia, and they share their lives, and they get so intimate and close so quickly. The bonds are just, they're just like, it's like a miracle group. It really is. And, you know, again, that was a gift from the UK. They're starting to spread down in the U.S. We've got over, you know, 100 of them in the country. We're not quite sure of the number, but it's a miraculous thing to be able to see them function and have fun as a couple, and have that sense of community instead of being isolated.
Right, bringing them both together. Now, there's another project, the Purple Angel Project. Let's talk about that, because it's great that there is this symbol of guardianship.
Well, basically what the Purple Angel is we want it to be a symbol as well known for dementia as the pink ribbon is for breast cancer. So it's a globe and an angel combined together, and we call it the Purple Angel Project. People can go to alzheimerspeaks.com and go to our About page, and there's a whole tab about the Purple Angel. Anybody can utilize that to help raise awareness. You can put it in your email, on your website, on your Facebook page, but it's a really simple way to help spread the word. And people ask you, what is that? And it opens the door to a conversation, and it costs nothing, and it takes seconds to put it.
Oh, that's so great. So what it's actually doing is just raising the awareness, hope, and empowering people to know that there's education and advocates out there with dementia and Alzheimer's.
Correct. And Alzheimer's Speaks is going to be the national launch for the U.S. Purple Angel. We have the poster pretty much done. I'm still tweaking that page, but if anybody needs me to send them a poster, I'd be more than glad to do that.
And Lori LeBay's website will be posted at agingInfoRadio.com with our show podcast, and all that will be up there. And there's another thing that you have on your website, the resource directory, which is really worth its weight in gold.
Yeah, that is something that I just felt it needed to be collaborative. So people who are providing services, products, or tools can actually input their information into the resource directory, and then the public at large can mine from it. And it's growing basically just by word of mouth, because I'm a one-man show, so I can't do it all, but I don't think any organization can. I believe it takes a community to shift our care culture.
It takes a village. Well, thank you so much, Lori LeBay. And once again, her website is alzheimerspeaks.com. She is shifting dementia care from the culture, from crisis to comfort. And thank you, Lori.
Thank you, Sue.
Stay right here. Coming up next, we have a book called When Caring Takes Courage, Secrets of Successful Alzheimer's Disease Care from Hundreds of Specialists, Family, and Family Caregivers right here on Aging Info Radio next.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
What if you could do something today that would make you feel better tomorrow? What if you could wipe your emotional slate clean of past experiences? What if you can end depression, anxiety, pain, old traumas and injuries, sleeplessness, and conditions others couldn't help? What if it took less than 30 minutes in one sitting? Well, emotional liposuction can. Act today and feel better tomorrow. Visit emotionalliposuction.com and dump your junk and move on with your life. All this starts at emotionalliposuction.com. Get your smile back at emotionalliposuction.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
For more than 35 years, Midwest Care Center has redefined world-class hospice and palliative care. With a long history as an award-winning innovator in healthcare, Midwest Care Center continually evolves the meaning of care, perfecting all the ways it can make people feel better and also be better. They respond quickly to your referrals, and nurses are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Midwest Palliative and Hospice Care Center, 847-556-1650. That's 847-556-1650, or visit carecenter.org.
Sometimes it can be incredibly difficult to make shopping trips with a family member who needs mobile assistance. It's time to learn how you can ease the stress it causes you and your family by attending a mobility expo and conference Friday, October 24th at the Tinley Park Expo Center, hosted by MobilityWorks. See adaptive technology, wheelchair accessible vehicles, home modifications, funding sources, adaptive activities, and much more. The expo is open from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. and admission is free at the Tinley Park Convention Center. For more information, visit MobilityWorks.com or call 888-378-9166.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Suwacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says today, sponsored by Healthy Paws Pet Insurance, the expert in anything was once a beginner. Well, my next guest is Mara Batona. She is the author of When Caring Takes Courage, a compassionate interactive guide for Alzheimer's and dementia caregivers. She's also the president of Biography Based Care. Welcome, Mara, to Aging Info Radio.
Thanks, Sue. Thanks for having me.
Well, your book, it's just a great book. I mean, for anybody, my last guest called it care partnering, but really anybody that is a caregiver with someone they love or taking care of with Alzheimer's or dementia, I highly recommend your book.
You.
And When Caring Takes Courage is available on Amazon. We'll get that out of the way right away. But you must have a reason that you wrote this inspiring book.
I did, and like so many of us that choose to be Alzheimer's advocates, it started in a very personal way. At 14, I volunteered at nursing homes and really grew up in the senior living industry specifically. I've always worked in assisted living or senior housing in some regard, and that's going on about 30 years. And I lost my own dad pretty early on to heart disease, so the person that was a paternal figure for myself was my grandfather, and I just can't say enough about the kind of person he was, humble and kind and giving and gracious. He was a successful Air Force general, a successful businessman, philanthropist. He founded a church donated the land when there wasn't enough in our town for folks to worship. He did so many amazing things, but he never defined himself by any of those titles or contributions. It was always whether or not he was happy with the man in the mirror at the end of the day and had done enough to help others. So that was really my influence growing up. And, you know, my heart broke for the very first time when I came home to see him, and he had no idea who I was.
Mm. Yes.
And, you know, I guess the only thing that makes me a little bit different than other families who are impacted by this disease is because of my background, I had this phenomenal access to really pioneers in dementia care, from nurses to neurologists and aides to activity directors and memory care directors, adult daycare staff, all these wives and daughters and husbands and sons all across the country at the national level that were not only coping with caregiving challenges and getting through some really tough times, but proving every single day that despite this diagnosis, there can still be these moments of connection and these moments of joy, even in fulfillment and purpose. And I just started asking some different questions to these wonderful resources I was surrounded by, because that was the only way I knew how to help my own mom and my grandmother when they were taking care of my grandpa.
Mm-hmm. What a role model he was for you.
For sure. And I would hope, a small part of what I do is a reflection of his legacy. And I, that would be a success to me.
I'll declare it is. Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right. Well, how is your book different than there's a lot of caregiver guides out there? I know yours is more geared towards Alzheimer's and dementia, but how is it really different?
There are so many great resources out there already. And I think for us, we had we were brutal. We wanted this to be worth it for folks that every day were making decisions between whether they could afford medicine or groceries. We wanted it to be at a glance so that caregivers in that moment of need, when maybe your mom won't take her medicine because she's not sure what it's for and why she's supposed to do it in the first place, or your wife won't get in the car to go to her doctor's appointment, or your dad won't put on his pants. We wanted folks to have this at-a-glance wealth of resources at their fingertips, and make sure it was at least three books in one and full of the very best practices that we could call from all those different professionals and families that I spoke about. So we've got a couple of things in there. The first section is getting through your day, and those best practices are things like bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting, nutrition, understanding difficult behaviors, communication. The second part of the book is creating the best possible day. Once you've got those basic care needs met, then how do you go about reaching somebody that maybe feels lost to you and to their own world for big parts of the day? And how do you create the very best possible experiences you still can while you still can? And then the third part, as a bonus, one of my favorites, is a section with over 700 Alzheimer's adapted activity ideas. So at any stage in the disease process or any level of ability, caregivers can still go in there and find something that their loved one might enjoy doing and that they're still capable of doing. So that's probably, I think, what makes ours really different. We also kind of refer to it as a cookbook. I feel like these recipes for caregiving that we've mined from all these resources are just that. They're recipes. I encourage readers to write on the book, to pull pages out, to change a recipe if they feel like something works a little bit better, if they change or tweak one or more parts of something or an idea. So it's very flexible in that. We don't ever presume to tell anybody how to do anything. This disease is so different for
every person.
Oh,
it's different for everybody. Absolutely. We're going to hear more from Mara Batonis. Coming up next, we're going to talk about challenging times and how to connect with a loved one right here on Aging Info Radio.
Do you run out of energy before you run out of day? Qigong, spelled C-H-I-K-U-N-G, could be exactly what you need. Are you feeling your age and wish you could reverse it? Qigong, spelled C-H-I-K-U-N-G, could be perfect for you. Are you willing to invest 28 minutes in the morning to feel great for the rest of your day? Qigong is on DVD. Would you like many good days in a row? Write this down, 800-782-4244. That's 800-782-4244. Or go to my website, qigong.com. Get the DVD, then follow the 28-minute daily practice routine and restore your life energy. Qigong could be the key that unlocks your vitality, youthfulness, and personal power. One more time, 800-782-4244 or qigong.com, spelled C-H-I-K-U-N-G. Qigong today, turn your clock back tomorrow.
What do you do? Many families face a common problem: caring for loved ones, sometimes hundreds or thousands of miles away, or even across town. Well, now there's help. When you or your loved one needs help at home, First Light Home Care offers complete companion and personal care services for cooking, cleaning, helping with personal hygiene, or just keeping company.
To reach your local First Light Home Care professional, please call 224-214-4000 or visit firstlighthomecare.com.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Suwacki.
Yes, I'm here with guest Mara Botonis. She is the author of When Caring Takes Courage, a compassionate interactive guide for Alzheimer's and dementia caregivers. She also is the president of Biography-Based Care. And Mara, there's so many things that go into caregiving, especially when someone has dementia or Alzheimer's. What do you recommend? I mean, when these challenging times come up, how does somebody stay either connected to their loved one or the person they're caring for or reach them? What do you recommend here?
That's a great question. And as you probably know all too well, every person with Alzheimer's or dementia, like we said, is very different. So I think one of the first things that families can do and try in their own home is really pay particular attention to the people, places, and times in their loved one's life that come up an awful lot in stories. That's a great window into the world that they're retreating and a great chance for us to bring that forward into the present. For example, when you maybe hear your loved one saying that they want to go home, often when they're sitting right in the living room of the home that you've shared for the last 20 years, that's a great chance to dig a little bit deeper, and maybe they're looking back at a time when they lived with their parents in the home they grew up in. So it's a cue that they maybe want to reminisce about that, or there's some unmet needs in regards to missing their parents or a feeling of nostalgia for a time when their whole world was contained in a single neighborhood or a few streets. So I think listening for the people, places, and times in your loved one's life that are coming up a lot is a great thing to do. Another thing is to really keep your loved one's skills and abilities in mind and to not ask folks to do things that are challenging for them and to kind of set you up for failure already. It's a complex task with complicated directions. Those are things that will not only frustrate the person you love, but also as a caregiver, it's just setting you up for a difficult situation already. And everything that we talk about in the book is to help you have the best possible moments and to de-escalate things. So part of that is preventing it from happening to begin with. So focus on what your loved one can do and incorporate them into that as many chances as you get. They can still do an awful lot of things for themselves if we break it down into smaller, doable parts. And the other thing we really talk about is that validation technique versus reality orientation. And that's just really a mm-hmm. fancy way of saying, try not to correct your loved one. Listen for the feelings instead of the facts. If they are telling you, gosh, you need something to eat, I'm hungry, instead of saying, you just ate, my gosh, you know, go ahead and get them something. It doesn't have to be something high calorie or bad for them, but if they're having that feeling or sensation of hunger, then find a way to incorporate that into an activity or something that you can make or do together. And then not only do you meet that nutritional need, but also possibly overcome some boredom or a need to be connected.
Well, I've also heard that if you agree, like in a situation mm-hmm. like that, where they say they're hungry, say, yeah, me too, kind of passes. Another question I have for you, what do you do when somebody becomes combative? Because I've always felt that that is fear-based.
Absolutely. You know, you just hit it right on the head, Sue. We believe that all behavior is communication. And so we search first for underlying and unmet needs. For example, if somebody's striking out, then like you said, they're either maybe fearful or we need to look at what the triggers were before that. Was the environment really stimulating? Was it loud? Was it noisy? Were you asking them to do something that caused any kind of panic? For example, asking them to take a bath or get washed up when they were maybe had some trepidation about what that entailed. So we ask folks to look at what the triggers were, and we've got lots of more in-depth tools in our book for this that talk about what did you notice was happening prior to this occurring, and then some real hands-on easy tips to implement to de-escalate that situation with your body language, your tone of voice, the pace of your conversation. But at the end of the day, you know, it's never okay as a caregiver to be in a situation when you're in danger or your loved one is because of a physical altercation. So mm-hmm. part of it is really understanding how, when, and why it happens, and then not being afraid to communicate that to the physician or other providers. I think sometimes caregivers are afraid to talk about that because they think mentioning it means their loved one will have to be placed outside the home or be taken away from them. And a lot of times there's some wonderful interventions out there, and I'm not talking medicine only. I'm talking about behavioral options that can really help make your day smoother and safer. So if that's happening at home right now, you know, we do have some tools in the book, but also I don't want you to be afraid to reach out to the resources that you're already probably tapped into.
Well, your book, Mara Botonis's book, When Caring Takes Courage, A Compassionate Interactive Guide for Alzheimer's and Dementia Caregivers. Now, you said your book has over 700 adapted activity ideas. I mean, that says so much, Mara, because that's one of the thing with, especially with Alzheimer's, you know, people start to get fidgety and caregivers don't know what to do, especially if they're not professional, they're family caregivers.
That, and I think, you know, our loved ones sometimes, I'll hear often two things I heard over and over again in my career in senior housing, which is why I put that in there. One is that when I asked, what does your loved one like to do? The answer was, well, nothing. They don't really do anything anymore. Or the family would describe their loved ones as wandering. But really, they weren't exit seeking. They were just restless, like mm-hmm. you said, Sue. They're just trying to find something to do. So I realized that there was a gap between all those old favorite and familiar hobbies that your loved one used to enjoy and a way for the caregivers to understand how to deconstruct it and make it accessible now. So that our book is full of those things. For example, if somebody really loved baking but is not safe to use the stove anymore, then let's take all the best parts of that experience and deconstruct it. Let's get our hands full of gloppy, goopy, cold, sticky dough, and then let's lick the spoon and
do what they love. Absolutely, yes.
We don't ever have to cook it, and it never has to turn out right.
Just do what they love.
Making it.
Definitely. We're going to hear about takeaways for someone caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's and dementia with Mara Botonis coming up next, right here on Aging Info Radio.
Are you a retiree or just about to retire? Let's face it, in today's economy, having the funds to live comfortably in later years is a concern for many people. John O'Connor has been helping retirees for 22 years with hundreds of clients throughout the Chicagoland area. Now learn from John what others have done to retire safely and securely. You are invited to attend a complimentary workshop in your area with John O'Connor and learn what you need to know to reduce or eliminate market loss, protect assets from creditors and predators, and receive a reasonable rate of interest on your hard-earned money. Private appointments are also available for your convenience. Be informed and start to enjoy a life without the worry of losing your hard-earned money. Call 847-274-2681 for location information and to reserve your seat now. 847-274-2681. That's 847-274-2681. 847-274-2681.
For more than 35 years, Midwest Care Center has redefined world-class hospice and palliative care. With a long history as an award-winning innovator in healthcare, Midwest Care Center continually evolves the meaning of care, perfecting all the ways it can make people feel better and also be better. They respond quickly to your referrals, and nurses are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Midwest Palliative and Hospice Care Center, 847-556-1650. That's 847-556-1650, or visit carecenter.org.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today. Online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
Davis. I'm here with Mara Botonis, author of When Caring Takes Courage. We're talking about dementia and Alzheimer's today. And Mara, I would like your words of wisdom, say takeaways for someone who is caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's or dementia. What do you recommend here?
I think the most important thing for caregivers to keep in mind is, you know, I always say there's a reason there's no Martha Stewart of memory care. If there was just one right way to do this, we'd all know about it. So to have a lot of forgiveness for yourself and patients, and kind of stop that self-audit that we all do at the end of the day about whether you did or didn't get enough done or said or did the right thing in that situation or you could have done it differently, stop. Because being there and suiting up every day when it rips your guts out is already the perfect right thing, and nobody can ask for more than that. So you're not alone. There's 15 million other unpaid family caregivers out there in the country right now, and we are with you all the way, online, in your neighborhoods, on helplines around the country, and we're all in this together.
Thank you so much, Mara Botonis. And her website will be posted at agingradio.com. I appreciate what you do, Mara.
Thank you, Sue. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Land Trust are the simple and affordable way to avoid probate. The Land Trust solution, choose who inherits your home with one simple form. The home will then pass outside of probate. This saves families thousands in legal fees, time, and aggravation. It also helps creditors keep away from your assets. Call Chicago Title Land Trust at 312-223-4110. Or visit their website at ctlandtrust.com. And my Paws Pooch puppy this week is Giselle, a four-month female terrier mix. What a cutie. Call Paws Chicago at 773-935-PAWS. And, of course, Giselle is waiting with her paws crossed and her tail wagging for you to come and get her. That's right, Daisy. That's Giselle. Call Paws at 773-935-PAWS. And if you get Giselle or you have a pet or are considering getting another one, do get Healthy Paws Pet Insurance. It will give you peace of mind. Aging Info Radio has made it very easy on our website. Go to Healthy Paws Pet Insurance, the logo. Click on it. They offer unlimited benefits, yes, unlimited, no caps on any costs, which is rarely offered with these competitive rates. That's right. Go to agingradio.com and click on that logo, and you will receive 10% discount for the lifetime of your policy, all by going through agingradio.com. And if you are in need of a referral in the aging, elder care, boomer, or senior industry, or senior housing of any type, Aging Info Radio can help you. Email us at info@agingradio.com or call us at 866-560-3965. We will help you or find someone who can. And a big thank you to my guests today who are making a huge difference with Alzheimer's and dementia, Lori LeBay and Mara Botonis. Our show will be up on our podcast very soon at agingradio.com. And I am Sue Zawacki, your host. And until we meet again, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio, for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey, right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Hey, one of the reasons we won the Super Bowl in 1985 is because we had a great defense. Hi, this is Mike Ditka. In today's uncertain financial times, you need retirement accounts with defense you can count on. The stock market, it's a roller coaster. It can have a disastrous impact on your retirement. Now, Steve DeJohn and the DeJohn Advisory Team